For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. A sheriff's deputy in Louisa County shoots an armed, suicidal man in a cemetery. The deputy is on leave. The man is in the hospital. UVA partners with visiting fellows from Germany for a project on racist historical artifacts. And the Virginia Cavaliers are in their first men's basketball title game Monday night against Texas Tech. We have a preview. This is the WMRA Daily for Monday, April the 8th. Police in Louisa say a sheriff's deputy shot and wounded a man who was armed and suicidal. Virginia State Police said the incident occurred about 8:30 Saturday morning at a cemetery in Louisa. Police said the Louisa County Sheriff's Office received a 911 call from a man who said he was suicidal. Police said the deputy arrived to find a man with a knife and a firearm. Police did not say what led to the shooting. The unidentified man is being treated for serious injuries at a hospital. State police are investigating, and police said the deputy has been placed on leave. They did not identify the race of the deputy or of the wounded man. This week in Charlottesville, the University of Virginia, in partnership with the Heinrich Böll Foundation in Washington, D.C., will host five visiting fellows from Germany to work with faculty and students on projects that deal with racism and history. WMRA's Marguerite Gallerini caught up with the foundation's program director in Washington, D.C.
Hannah Winnick, the program director for Transatlantic Dialogue on Democracy and Social Policy, explains how the partnership with UVA's Center for German Studies came to be following the events of August 2017 in Charlottesville.
As a German organization, when we saw neo-Nazis marching through the streets of an American city, we really did a lot of soul searching, and we asked ourselves, you know, what is our role when we see this happening? How can we bring Germans and Americans together to confront this challenge?
So through Tuesday, April 16th, UVA will host five German scholars for an intensive one-week residency. They will work with UVA faculty, students, and other community members on stage plays, films, and other projects. Here is one.
The students that are working with Natasha Kelly, Afro-German filmmaker, what they're doing is they're using this idea of a cabinet of curiosities, which used to be these cabinets that were collected by white colonialists and that featured sort of these exotic, often very racist objects that they'd found on their exploits. And they're turning that on its head. They're going out and collecting and curating everyday objects from all around Charlottesville that reproduce racist ideas in some way.
The outcome of these projects will be open to the public beginning next week once they're finished. For WMRA News, I'm Marguerite Gallerini.
Well, after a bizarre finish to the first national semifinal game on Saturday night, the Virginia Cavaliers are in their first men's basketball title game Monday night against Texas Tech. Virginia Public Radio's Greg Eklund has more from Minneapolis.
The first time the final horn sounded, Auburn fans celebrated. But seconds later, barely more than the 0.6 seconds that were put back on the clock, the crowd realized a foul had been committed and the game was not over. UVA guard Kyle Guy hid his face underneath his jersey.
That was me focusing. I knew they called a foul.
So we went to the free throw line and nailed the first two before Auburn called a timeout to ice Guy before his third attempt. Guy nailed it. Guy finished with 15 points, second on the team to Ty Jerome, who led the Cavaliers with 21. So if those waning moments were dreamed of, Jerome was asked if he sees himself cutting down a net for a championship tonight.
No, we would love to cut down the nets, and I'll probably be speechless if we're able to do it.
But UVA knows it must beat Texas Tech, which is also looking for its first championship. In Minneapolis, I'm Greg Eklund.
Tree sitters protesting the construction of the Mountain Valley Pipeline have been at it now for more than 200 days. The Roanoke Times reports that two people have continually occupied tree stands since early September. They are sitting where construction is planned for the pipeline in Western Virginia near the West Virginia border. The protesters replace each other over time. Appalachians Against Pipelines says the protest is now the longest active blockade of a natural gas pipeline on the East Coast. Attorneys for the pipeline have filed requests in federal court to remove the protesters. A federal judge has yet to rule on that request. Finally today, women across Virginia are about to get a tax break on feminine hygiene products. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
State Senator Jennifer Boyko is a Democrat from Herndon who's been working for years to eliminate the sales tax on feminine hygiene products. This year, she was able to work with Republicans to craft a compromise. reducing the sales tax on these products. It's part of an ongoing suite of policy objectives advocates call menstrual equity.
As we have women in leadership positions, we find that we're bringing these kinds of things up. This is an important thing. I've been around the country talking about this.
Last year, it was ensuring jails and prisons made these products available at no cost on demand. This year, it was the sales tax. Next year, it'll be the schools.
We need to make sure that menstrual supplies are as accessible in school as technology or books.
That's Holly Siebold, founder of a group known as Bringing Resources to Aid Women's Shelters.
My organization, Bras, has been distributing pads and tampons to schools with high truancy rates for over the last 4 years. And we have witnessed firsthand the positive impact that access has had on the students we serve.
Siebold says the next objective is to make sure pads and tampons are available in school restrooms across Virginia, not in the school nurse's office. I'm Michael Pope.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening and enjoy your Monday.